There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bowen.
And we want to introduce you to the new Cantina menu at Taco Bell.
Ooh! It's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option.
Taste for yourself. The slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage,
yummy,
and new avocado verde salsa sauce.
Okay! With new menu options like Cantina chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, there's something for everyone.
With this new Cantina chicken menu, the possibilities are endless.
Try the new Cantina chicken menu at Taco Bell.
Do you want to boost the economy like Taylor Swift? Do you want to run a business empire like Rihanna? Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow. Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool. Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
All right, everybody.
I would love anywhere where I can put my back
down. Please welcome back to the stage your hosts, Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Oh my God, we're back, everybody.
Okay.
Hi.
How's everyone doing?
How's everyone doing? Great, good. Wow, what an amazing first half.
Oh my God, we're having a really good time. And you guys, we just want to say thank you guys so much for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
This is like really such a fun show. And we just want to say, if you are not a listener to our podcast, Las Culturistas, please subscribe, rate, and review.
And even if you are a listener, you have no idea what the like, the subscribe, the review.
You have no idea.
You have no idea. You couldn't possibly know because they don't tell us.
No.
But they say it's big.
You know what's fucked up? Like, the iTunes charts, it's not about how much listeners you have. It's about, like, some other bullshit. Politics. Yeah.
So anyway, God, we just, you know, we love these shows, and these shows have sort of helped so much with just getting the word out. So if you would do us a favor on your own time, doesn't have to be right now. But just like, subscribe, rate, review, all that stuff.
Do the works.
Do
and thank
the
you guys
work.
So much. So we have a special little treat to start Act 2 here. Before we met Annie, the men's rights activist. Mm-hmm. But right now we're actually going to be joined by, this is the woman herself, Las Culturistas Icon Award winner, Annie Donnelly.
Annie Donnelly.
Wow.
Annie,
pirate chic.
Amazing.
Oh my God, the goddamn
boots.
Wow,
she's... Wow. Oh my God.
All right, so, and Annie has
requested
that she's going to do an I Don't Think So Honey of her own, because, you know, when you're a Las Culturistas Icon Award winner, you have free reign here at the shows. You can do whatever you want. Pat Regan has decided to go hide in shame. So everyone shame him on social media, and Annie Donnelly is here to slay.
Okay.
So, Annie, your I Don't Think So Honey begins now.
I've actually changed my mind. Can I get a suggestion of an I Don't Think So, honey? Anyone? I heard Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. I don't think so, honey. Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. Can these two do anything without one another. They are like the gay Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. They perform together. They write on their culture blog together. And do their podcast together. They are trash. Now listen. Do I like them? Yes. Did they give me the Icon Award? Yes.
30 seconds.
Are they trash? 100%. Let me tell you what. They came for my unborn child. I am 22 weeks pregnant.
Yes!
And they came for my child.
15 seconds.
And let me tell you what right now, as a I don't think so honey exclusive bitch, it's a boy.
It's a boy! It's a boy!
Oh my God! What? Oh my God!
Oh my God!
It's a boy to be named Matt Bowen Donnelly.
If it's anything like you two, I'm gonna kill it. I've had
Manny Donnelly, everybody.
The mother to pick up a young boy.
This is breaking news.
Huge, wow. Unbelievable.
People have been asking Annie just nonstop what the gender is.
And she keeps saying, fuck you, you slut.
And she chose tonight to reveal the gender.
It was crazy. You know what was crazy about that? The wig reveal was a gender reveal.
That's huge.
But I don't think so, honey. Annie Donnelly, your baby will choose its own gender. Thank you.
Because gender is a choice. It's not a choice. Wow.
I don't know. I need to take a class or something.
All right. Oh my God. Congrats to Annie, by the way. Wow.
Beautiful.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
But
amazing.
Let's welcome our first group, shall we?
Yes,
oh
everyone,
my God.
Please. This next group is called Cocky Boys Presents.
Please welcome Eric Sheether.
Jack Raymond.
And Stephen Phillips Horse.
Yes, Cocky Boys presents these boys.
Oh my God. Hi,
fabulous.
Guys. The Brooklyn Fags. Yes.
Give it up for the Brooklyn Fags.
Ah.
All right, it's all right. Time. Everyone, welcome Eric Sheether to the stage.
Here we go.
Now, here's the deal, Eric. There's an option for everyone that has been, I don't know, in a black hole or something. You can do the Trobo or a pre-selected topic. What's up?
As an Aquarius, I have to do pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
Okay, as an Aquarius. This is Eric Sheether's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I can't believe I have to do this, but no one did. I don't think so, honey. Call me by your fucking name. Okay. The only gay icon I want to see get her fruit salad tossed in Italy is Diane Lane under the fucking Tuscan sun. Come on. Oh, Elio, like your parents got you a hotel room to diddle your boyfriend. At age 13, I swallowed my first load in a forest. Come on. My God. And I can hear you. But Michael Strobeck's final monologue. But Michael Strobeck's final monologue.
30 seconds.
The gay Twitter version of butter emails. Oh. Grow up and fuck someone older than you, like an adult. And there's gonna be a sequel. There are any sequels. You know what we need a sequel to? Life Size. We need a sequel to Life Size.
Yes.
You know what I need a sequel to? Hocus Pocus. Do you know what I don't need a fucking sequel to? Call me by your motherfucking name.
And that's one minute.
Eric Sheether, everybody.
These guys were on their feet. Those guys were on their feet.
Snaps.
They were moved by the spirit of hating
that
white gay Fantasia. All right, everyone, please welcome Jack Raymond.
Jack! Because I hate the motherfucker. How's
because I
that?
Hate the motherfucker. How's that?
I didn't know you could death drop like that.
Oh, baby,
I've
that
seen
was...
you in a lot of positions, but never like that.
Jack, what happens in Fire Island stays in Fire Island.
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go. Jack,
This is your I don't think so, honey. Oh, wait, shit.
No, I'm going to.
I was bashful.
Fine.
Are you going to do a troll bowl or are you going to do it pre-selected?
Pre-selected.
Pre-selected. Okay, this bitch. Is Jack Raymond's I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, the Denver airport. Oh! And let me tell you why. It's not because I've ever been there. It's because it's fucking scary as shit. The Denver airport, let me just start with telling you, was built in the 1990s during the Clinton administration and costed $1 billion over budget. It also has a bunch of apocalyptic murals that depict Nazi-like soldiers rounding up children.
30 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Oprah and Peter Thiel, who have both bought up property near the Denver airport because there are alleged tunnels that lead to a sanctuary for the elite humans that will live at the end of the world. I don't think so, honey. The Denver fucking airport!
5 seconds! That's all, right.
That's all he needs.
I'm done early, bitch.
And that's 1 minute. Jack Raymond, everyone. Wait, what?
The Denver airport.
Wait, explain.
Oh, it's real.
It's real. There's a bunch of spooky shit. There's a giant bronze sculpture of a horse.
And the artist died.
And the artist died because it fell on him. And they kept it up, and its eyes glow red. And but I will say, as a Denverite, great Panda Express at that airport.
Give it up for the Panda Express.
Okay. Wow.
All right, everyone. It is time for Derek Smith.
Derek!
Come on, Derek Smith. Stroll to the mic. Yes.
Oh, come on, Derek.
All right, I'm doing pre-selected.
This is pre-selected. Derek Smith, I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, being in your wedding. Okay? Listen, I want this to be like a scene in Westworld where all the hot robots become sentient together, okay? If there are people in here who are saving up their money for some shitty weekend in Las Vegas with 6 other strangers who suck and probably think that going to like Coachella is subversive or something, I want to tell you, I release you. You do not have to do it. And also, I did it once. I was a fucking groomsman. And I'm going to tell you this. If you are the only queer person in the parties of those weddings, you will be paying for my flight. You will be paying for my outfit that you have selected.
15 seconds.
And you know what? If I'm the only gay person at that entire wedding, you will be paying for the shitty gift that I buy you that will not be practical,
but it
will be expensive. I don't think so, honey.
Yes! That's 1 minute. Oh. Don't even invite me to your wedding. I don't want to go.
I won't come.
Okay. Give it up for Eric Schwartow. Come on, Eric.
Woo. Oh, Eric, security.
Security.
Eric.
All right, so are we doing a pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
Well, pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
Respect.
Okay.
Respect the choice.
Here we go.
Okay, this is Eric Schwartow's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
So I don't think so, honey, and I'm really sorry. I don't want to offend anybody. I know a lot of people probably like this thing, but I don't think so, honey, music. Now, paired with other cultures such as movies, it's okay, but on its own, it's not for me. First of all, music can be really loud. And unlike other cultures such,
30 seconds.
Unlike other cultures such as Instagram, furniture, and pornography, you can't see music. It's really hard to see.
That's true.
It also, unlike other culture, can penetrate walls, windows, doors, and ceilings.
Oh! Ooh.
It also disrupts other cultures such as talking. And because
seconds.
It is not found in nature, it is bad for the environment.
That's 1 minute!
That wasn't the ending I planned,
no
but
thanks,
it's
music.
Over.
That was music. Eric Schwartow! Give it up!
And please welcome to the stage Stephen Phillips Horn!
Yes! Oh!
Sucking on his titty.
Here we go.
Sorry, All right, so listen, that was a sexual moment, and now we're going to have, and I don't think so, honey, moment.
Sorry.
Don't apologize. Are we doing a troll bowl topic or a pre-selected?
Oh, I'll select.
Okay, pre-select, you mean.
I'm mad.
Okay, no. Here we go.
This is Stephen Phillips' Horses Die, I Don't Think So, Honey, as time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, guys who have really high beds. I'm not trying to vault onto your bed to have sex with you, hunty. No, thank you. Guys who have high beds, you know what I'm talking about. It's not that, like, loft with the desk. I'm talking about, like, it starts here because you have, like, so many bins of, like, your other pairs of Toms underneath. And then there's, like, a fucking box spring. And then a mattress. And then a mattress pad. Your mom got you. Because you're 32 and you shouldn't have roommates, let alone live in a dorm. And they always have, like, a 3-foot-tall bottle of lube next to the bed. And it's like... It's just like saying, like, hey, who's next? You know what I mean? It's like, fuck you. Don't remind me I'm on a conveyor belt of dick in your home. Oh. And these guys always have horrible taste, and they always have, like, art from Bed Bath & Beyond. That's not even hung, and neither are they, and it's just on the floor. You know what I'm talking about? And it's like a fake French cafe, and it says, like, je m'appelle. And, like, courier font, like, smeared. I don't think so, honey. If your bed is this high, I'm not riding you.
Yes! That's 1 minute! Cocky Boys presents this group. Give it up for Cocky Boys presents
Eric Sheether, Jack Raven, Derek Smith, Eric Schwartzow, and Stephen Phillips Horse.
Love it.
Unbelievable. Now that we're all lubed up by the Cocky Boys, we're going to move on to this next group, which is called
Nothing Beats the Face.
Wow. Please welcome Tammy Spears.
Yay! Yeah.
Tammy!
Please welcome Amay Lutkin.
Regina Hill.
Regina Hill. Miss Lauren Ashley Smith.
And Miss Mariah Smith.
Yes.
And first up, we have Tammy Spanks.
Tammy Spanks. Oh. Yes.
Reveal.
Yes.
Reveal.
Okay, Tam.
Come on.
First of all, they told me there would be hot tea, but no.
Oh!
Okay. No, there actually is hot tea.
There is?
Okay. There's hot tea, girl.
Okay, everyone, there's hot tea. All right, so Tammy, are we doing a pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
Girl, you know, pre-selected, I got a lot to say.
Okay, here we go. She has prepared something.
Yes, Tammy Spanks is I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. White bachelorette parties in the front row at my drag show, bitch.
I am so happy that you decided to come to my show in one of the happiest moments of your fucking life. But I don't think so, bitch. You found the love of your life. You decided to spend your entire life with one dick. Groundbreaking. The closest thing to love I found is when I go into my bodega at 3:30 in the morning and the cook says the usual.
30 seconds.
And then you have the gall to ask me to do Beyonce, bitch. No, honey, I eat Philly cheesesteaks at 3:30. I do Adele. I don't do it, Beyonce, bitch.
15 seconds.
So here's what I want you to do, Becky, Megan, Stephanie, and Carol. I want you to take your fucking bachelorette party to Dave & Buster's in Times Square, bitch. I don't think so, honey.
That's one.
Legend, Tammy Spanks.
Here we go.
Legend.
Everyone give it up for Amay Lutkin. Yes!
Yes!
The hat is going on.
The chartreuse.
Yes.
Okay. Here
All right,
we go.
So, Amay, are we doing a pre-select topic or troll bowl topic?
It's pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
This is pre-selected. Amay Lutkin's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Okay. I don't think so, honey, sex on my period. Every time I tell a cis man that I'm on my period and I don't want to fuck, he says, that's okay, I don't mind. All right, you're not my middle school nurse teaching me how to use a tampon. I am 34 fucking years old. I've had all sorts of sex. I've had crazy ass sex. I've had two dicks in me at once and not the holes you think. And I have let people sip from Dracula's goblet. Okay? I have
done it all. And the reason I don't want to have sex on my period is because there is a fucking organ inside my torso that is swollen to twice its usual size. And the last thing I want to do is crunches while a blunt instrument pokes it.
5 seconds.
All right, I have considered this. And for you to know, if someone says they don't want to have sex for any reason, you believe them.
Yes, that's one minute. Ame, I like it.
You believe them. Ame, yes.
Any reason. Please welcome
Regina Hill. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Oh, Regina.
Black female directors on the t-shirt.
I love that tee. Come on. Yeah. All right, so.
All four.
Regina, all four. Regina, are we doing a
take
priest?
Take that, Emma, or whoever.
A priest-elected topic or trouble?
Pre-selected on my iPhone.
Pre-selected on the iPhone, straight from the screen. All right, and Regina, your time starts now.
To all the people insisting that I should watch This Is Us, I don't think so. Honey! Okay? This Is Us is torture porn for basic bitches. I watch TV to escape. I watch TV to see hot doctors and black women in charge.
Yeah! Grey's Anatomy!
Okay? If I want to see middle-class people struggle to make ends meet, I will turn on Facebook Live. What does it say about us as a society that when the hottest thing on TV is a crock pot?
15 seconds.
Oh, that crock pot.
Oh, wait. And Mandy Moore sings, because I did watch one episode. And I say, you know what? If I'm going to watch Mandy Moore sing, I better be laying on the floor of my Nana's den in 1997, bitch.
Yes! That's 1 minute.
Regina.
My Nana's den. Yes, Regina. Iconique.
Iconique.
Everyone, give it up for Lauren Ashley Smith.
Yes.
L-A-S. Oh, and the purse has come
and
with
the purse. The purse is on.
I married a rich white person, and I don't trust anybody in
yes.
here.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Lauren.
L-A-S. What do we think? Are we going to do a pre-selected topic or to the Troll Bowl?
I'm doing pre-selected.
Okay.
Sweetheart. Thank you.
Here
this is Lauren Ashley Smith's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Ashley Simpson being related to Diana Ross. Okay? I don't think so that now Diana Ross that knows that some Ashley spelled their names with two E's. Okay? Ashley Simpson is a hoedown on SNL. Diana Ross is the queen of Motown, honey. Okay? I don't like that Diana Ross's granddaughter's mother is the sister of a woman who did a Dukes of Hazzard remake.
30 seconds.
Okay? In no world should Joe Simpson and Diana Ross know each other. They should have never met ever in life, okay? Ashley Simpson, the best thing that should have ever happened
seconds.
To her was the nose job.
Oh!
Ashley Simpson Ross? No, you will always be Ashley Simpson Witt.
5 seconds.
Okay? We know you had a son named Bronx Mowgli with Pete Wentz, and when he came out, you should have named him Fallout Boy.
Whoa! That's 1 minute!
Damn.
Lauren Ashley Smith
Lauren
with
Ashley
the dirty talk.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Bursts.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Well, spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too?
With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest.
And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans, like for a car or a home.
You know what I love about the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card?
What?
There are no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply.
Yes!
You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. Take back your finances. Build credit using your own money.
Yeah. Did you know that with Chime Credit Builder that you can get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit?
I did. You can also overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualifying direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at Chime.com/culturistas. That's Chime.com/culturistas. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details. Hey, it's Bowen, and I want to introduce you to the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell. Yes, it's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option. Taste for yourself the slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. With new menu options like Cantina Chicken Tacos, Burritos, and Quesadillas, there's something for everyone. And Taco Bell isn't just for a late night. With this new Cantina Chicken menu, the possibilities are, well, endless. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell now. Now, I said.
And here comes Mariah Smith!
Yes! With the press as well! Smiths do not trust you.
We don't trust y'all, okay?
Oh, my God. The Smiths keep it close.
She comes from Harlem. What is Brooklyn? Let's be real.
All right, Mariah.
Before you ask. No.
Okay, listen. Are we
Honey's
doing...
going to hit you with the troll bowl.
Oh!
Before okay. you ask.
Here we go. I'm digging in. Here we
okay,
go.
Okay,
okay. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Today.
We're revisiting the Today Show again. Your... I don't think so, honey. Troll Bowl topic is Katy Couric.
Woo!
And your time starts now.
All right, Katy Couric, I don't think so, honey. All right, first of all, they know it. I'm an ageist, okay, honey? You're too old to be on TV, so I don't think so, honey.
They know
so don't
it.
Try to get your own show, sweetheart. I don't think so, honey. The over 60 set needs at least two co-hosts. Do you feel me? I don't think so, honey. Follow Barbara Walters' lead and get at least four, all right? Sweetheart, I don't think so, honey. You're going to ask Laverne Cox about her swimsuit area, baby? I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey. It was Matt Lauer holding you up. I said it. Oh, I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey.
15
seconds. He was looking down your blouse and you denied it, baby. I don't think so, honey. You could have saved us all 1990 whatever before I was born.
5 seconds.
Honey, I don't think so, honey. You've lifted us up this far. It's time for you to fall.
Oh, that's 1 minute.
Oh my God,
Katy Couric.
Wow, a dressing down of Katy Couric
from
courtesy
Mariah,
of Mariah Smith. Everyone, give it up for Nothing Beats the Face. Tammy Spanks, Amay Luckin, Legina Hill, Lauren Ashley Smith, and Mariah Smith.
Wow. Damn.
We are about to burn this place down. This next group is called Christina Aguilera.
I don't know why.
Welcome to the stage, Jesse Roth.
Please welcome Karen G.
Faria Khan.
Audrey Stanfield.
And Chloe Fineman.
And Chloe Fineman.
Oh, baby.
Christina Aguilera is up on the stage. All right, it's time, Jesse Roth. Here we go. Our former Las Culturistas raffle winner. Here we go. And now we're going to come for an I Don't Think So, Honey. But Jesse, I have a question. Is it going to be a trollable or a pre-selected topic?
You know, boys, it's good to do something every day that scares you. So I'm going to do the trollable.
Oh, really?
Wise words
Wise
here
words.
Tonight. We're all
God
learning.
God bless you. Every
right,
day I'm thankful.
Here we go. I've chosen.
Here we go.
Your I Don't Think So, Honey topic is pornographic films.
And this is Jesse Roth. Her I Don't Think So Honey time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey porn. We've all got something to say about it in our stand-up sets. There's problems for women in porn. I was watching porn the other night and, well, that's not important. Anyways, listen, use your imaginations. We were given a gift and it's called a brain. And you should use your brain and not turn to film because there's so much problems with it right now. You know, women.
30 seconds.
Okay, the porn, the Foley. They do Foley in porn because they record the video and then afterwards someone's in a booth and they're going like, blah, 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 you know, to make the noises. And I see it. It doesn't match up, bitch. I see you moaning. And
15
you're saying,
seconds.
And then the voice is saying yes, but I don't see your mouth saying yes. It's all fake. It's all an illusion. Don't believe it. Have sex. Go have sex with people.
5 seconds.
It's easy. I don't think so, pornographic film. We are a nation that is progressing, and we don't need you anymore. I don't think so, honey. Porn.
And that's up to 1 minute.
No more porn. It's fake. It's an illusion. Go have sex with a human. You get a boner
agenda
when you see your computer. I know it.
Oh, my God. Guys, give it up for
Karen G.
Come on, Karen. Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love this dress.
Just a ray of light.
Yes.
Oh, Karen.
Oh, my God.
Is it going to be?
Okay, here we go.
Pre-selected. You are holding your phone.
Yes, pre-selected.
So it's going to be pre-selected. This is Karen G's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. White women whose whole personality is loving pizza. I'm sorry. There is a direct correlation between you being a white girl and your Instagram caption being, oh, I love pizza, and you being a white girl who still thinks Ben Affleck is hot. I mean, honey, come on. He looks like the lust child of a flat-tip screwdriver and a bag of moldy potatoes. Also, look, white
30
women,
seconds.
Just because you do not have a culture of your own does not mean you can make pizza your culture. Newsflash, it belongs to a culture, the Italians, and everyone else in the world who loves pizza. Stop colonizing pizza.
15 seconds.
It's like you're all playing devil's advocate, but instead of being straight men, you're white women, and your devil is yellow-faced goddess Emma Stone.
5 seconds, 5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. White women whose whole personality is loving pizza.
Yes,
that's
yes,
1 minute.
Karen G, that's 1 minute. It's actually rule of culture number 70. Stop colonizing pizza.
Wow. Guys, that was amazing, and
here
please
we go.
Welcome
Faria Khan! Yes! Okay, Faria, what are we thinking? Are we thinking pre-selected? Are we thinking troll ball? What are we thinking?
Okay, I do know that the troll ball would be better and you guys would like me more, but I have something to say.
Yes,
okay.
No, please. This is not about likability. This is
it's
about
not.
The truth.
Thank
this is
you
about
so
statements.
Much, boys. Thank yeah. you.
Absolutely.
Faria,
okay, this is Faria Khan's
okay,
I Don't Think
yes.
So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. Why don't people know I'm Asian? Why? How come if you're brown, you're either Mexican or Indian? But I'm Pakistani, you idiots! And also, Indian is South Asian. That's Asian. But everyone's like, you're Asian? Is that for real? And I'm Asian, though! And I want to chill with the Asians. I want to be cool. I like Eddie Wong. You know what I mean? I want to hang out.
But 30 seconds.
Okay, and then one time someone said to me as a joke, so everything's chill, but they did say something about Bowen Yang Asian, okay? To describe East Asian, and I want to one day represent the Asian.
it. And just congrats, you know, that's so cool.
15 seconds?
Okay, how come you guys don't understand immigration patterns?
5 seconds.
I don't know if it's American public schools or why, but I'm Asian.
And that's 1 minute.
Asian comedian Faria Khan.
There are more Asians than Bowen Yang.
I am not the only one.
Stop saying that.
Oh, boy. Wow. Amazing.
Oh my God. All right, everyone, please give a warm welcome to Audrey Stanfield. Yes, the blowout.
Blowout. We've got a blowout on our hands.
Blowout Central. Blowout Central. Okay.
We got a blowout, bitch.
Audrey. Are we doing a pre-selected topic or a troll bowl?
I'm doing a pre-selected.
Okay, pre-selected.
Audrey Stanfield's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Guys who ghost you but still watch your fucking Instagram stories. Fuck you. You know that fucking scene in Lord of the Rings when Gollum's hoe ass is on that rock and he's like, leave now and never come back. Bitch, leave now and never come back. Fuck you. I am literally the one ring to rule them all, and your goblin ass is trolling on my street. Get out. Get out of here. You are a cancer on my social media presence. Okay, and that is not to say that I'm not going to post some fucking heavy-ass thirst traps on my fucking Instagram. Because I know your sad ass is at home watching it, looking at what could have been, bitch.
15 seconds.
You know, you're not a wraith. You're not a fucking mummy. You're a ghost. You know what ghosts do? They fucking disappear, bitch. And you know what? Sometimes I have friends
say,
Audrey, why don't you just hide your Instagram stories from them? And to that I respond, what am I, fucking dramatic?
That's 1 minute. Yes, Audrey Stanfield.
Audrey Stanfield.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
And now, please give it up for my girl, Chloe Fineman.
Chloe! Oh, Chloe.
Chloe?
Yes,
hey. What do you think?
I'm going to do pre-selected.
Thank you. This is Chloe Fineman.
Because I don't think so, honey. Greta Gerwig. Sorry, I didn't wash my hair to be here.
You're a fake-ass bitch!
Noah Baumbach? Yeah, whose relationship I ruined?
Little slut! You don't even thank him in your fucking award speeches! You see her at these award shows, she just comes.
Here we go. Saoirse, I love Saoirse.
Her name is Saoirse Ronan!
Goddesses.
15 seconds.
Goddesses.
Why do you like Sacramento? Sacramento is a shithole. The only thing good in Sacramento is a California pizza kitchen.
5 seconds.
Sacramento. Oh, Sacramento.
Stop coming, you little baby.
That's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute for Chloe Fineman. Oh, my
Stop
God.
Stop coming, you little baby.
Give it up for Christina Aguilera. Jesse Roth. Karen G. Maria Khan. Audrey Stanfield. And Chloe Fineman. Oh, baby. These are...
I am shook.
Some huge ones. Big ones.
The
big
Greta
ones.
Gerwig of it all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay. This next category is called the High-Powered Hunks. Everyone give it up for Nick Ruckert.
Alex Kakala.
Michael Falk.
Todd Buonopane.
And have some respect, it's Jeff Hiller.
Yes. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, my God, these high-powered hungs.
High-powered hungs,
high. And positions, I love. All right, everyone, please welcome Nick Ruckert to the mic. Welcome, Nick Ruckert, to the mic.
Okay, Jacket. Okay, Doc Martens.
Okay, Jack.
Thank you. This is Nick Ruckert. You're holding a piece of paper.
Wow.
I am, yes. This
he has
is
going to
be pre-selected. Uh-huh. And this is Nick Ruckert's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Fake clickbait headlines about...
Yeah,
famous people.
No, Nick, it's a do-over.
Because guess what? That was God fucking with us. He saw this gay event. He saw there was shit talked about Greta Gerwig, and he fucked with the mic.
God is a Greta stan.
Relax, God. We're okay. Gonna start again.
Nick Ruckert, I don't think so. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Fake clickbait headlines about real famous people. I'm gonna give you a couple of real examples. You see these underneath the Daily News. The list of celebrities who can't stand Beyonce. Are you kidding me? You wouldn't be allowed in show business anymore. How about She's Gone, fans heartbroken after Marie Osmond leaves us forever. And a photo of Susan Sarandon as Betty Davis with the headline, The Biggest Casting Flubs in Hollywood History.
Fuck that!
Yeah. A photo of David Schwimmer that says 18 stars you didn't know committed suicide.
15 seconds.
Chris Hemsworth's headshot that says celebs you didn't know were black.
5 seconds.
A simple one. Our prayers are with Sally Field. And my favorite, Susan Boyle, is so skinny now and looks gorgeous. Fuck you, Cindy. Susan Boyle was always gorgeous. I don't think so, honey.
Yes, Nick Ruckert! Susan Boyle was... it's actually rule of culture number 50.
Susan Boyle was always gorgeous.
Thank you, Nick,
Thank you, Nick. And please now welcome to the stage, Alex Kakala.
Let's go. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Fashion and heels and jacket and pants and hat.
Alex.
Who said
can
you
I just draw attention?
Thing?
I loved you just FaceTiming somebody into the show. Did she buy a ticket for this or no? Did she not have the $20?
All right, Alex. Are we doing a pre-sluts epic or the troll bowl?
I have something I really want to talk about, okay. So I'm going to do pre-selected.
This is Alex Kakala's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, people who post workout pics. I don't give a fuck that you just took Britney's 145 at SoulCycle, bitch. And I know, you want to show off the $250 stretch pajama pant that you just bought at Lululemon, but I don't think so, honey. And for those of you motherfuckers posting sarcastically from the gym, I don't want to see your sweaty ass on my Instagram feed either.
30 seconds.
Don't show me you working out on Instagram. Show me the body you got from working out on Instagram. Summer bodies are made in winter. Exactly. So why the fuck are you posting from Crunch in February?
15 seconds.
And for you motherfuckers posting a gym selfie at Planet Fitness at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday, get a fucking job!
Oh, wow.
And are you, 5 seconds.
And are you gay guys taking pics of the Barry's boot camp restroom? Take your thirst trap photo in your own fucking apartment.
And that's one minute. Yes, Alex Kakala, give it up.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Wow.
Take it in your own bathroom. Get your own bathroom. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Here we go.
This is Michael Foole.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Michael.
Okay, Michael.
I'm loving the jackets this evening.
Here we go. Oh. Michael, is it going to be pre-selected or troll bowl?
It's going to be pre-selected.
Thank you. And Michael Foole says, I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Actual ghosts. You're done. Get out of our apartments. Get out of our office buildings. Get out of our movies. Get out of my asshole. Every time I have sleep paralysis, I think some ghost is trying to crawl up my hole. Get out. It's done. We're over it. You have unfinished business. I've never finished anything.
30 seconds.
All right. Your time is done. Move on. Get the fuck over it. All right, what, the most loving portrayal of a ghost was Patrick Swayze in Ghost? Let Demi move on!
15 seconds!
What, you're gonna show up and ruin her pottery? Yes, Annie, you're in danger of a creepy ex!
5 seconds!
Let her move on! You're done, you're dead. I'm sorry, it was hard, move on.
That's one minute!
Bye, ghost!
You know...
Thank you,
it's
Michael.
Actually rule of culture number 22. Let Demi move on.
Time's up, ghost.
Time's up, ghost. Let Demi move on. Rule number
22. Time's up, ghost. Oh, my God. Thank you, Michael. And now please welcome Todd Buonapane.
Todd Buonapane. Here we go. I'm loving the shirt.
Todd's looking good.
Fashion.com.
Fashion.com.
$8.
$8?
Forever 21 men.
Okay.
You didn't think it existed. It did. Look harder. All right.
It's been around.
Has it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what are we thinking?
Oh, I'm selected.
Okay, he is selected. Todd is selected, and this is his I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, the troll bowl. Ah! You people paid money to get in here. You don't want us to prepare? No, somehow you want all these dirty improv people to go out in the alley, smoke their marijuana cigarettes, and have a paper pulled out. So then I have to make fun of something I love, like Rue McClanahan, who is clearly a treasure, the most underrated golden girl and dead, and how dare you put her in there? I do not know if she's in there. Also, this is a podcast. Gay children years from now will be listening to this. Shouldn't we curate our thoughts for them? Children will listen. Speaking of which,
15 seconds.
I come from the world of musical theater. It's a prepared art form. So when I show up, I know my lines, I know my spacing, and I know my harmonies, which is usually 10 or 2, the most chromatic of harmonies. But let's be honest, I'm usually a soloist.
Todd, she can hear you.
Oh my God. She can hear you.
She's really young. Usually a soloist.
Usually a soloist. Oh,
that's the title
wow.
of his biopic. Usually a soloist. All right. Everyone, strap yourself in. It's time for Jeff Hiller.
Oh, boy, Jeff Hiller.
Those shoes.
Those shoes.
Oh, thank you.
That case.
Oh, these?
These are from Nordstrom Rack. Resist.
It's going to be pre-selected.
This phone is too big for my front pocket, so I'm putting it in my back pocket. I'd like the troll bowl, please.
This is wild.
Prepare this, bitch!
All right, Jeff Hiller. Oh my God.
I spent 15 years in the basement of a Gristini's. Let's do this!
Oh my God.
Well, you asked for it, bitch.
Oh no, it's gonna be bad.
And here's what you're getting. Your I Don't Think So troll ball topic is Anna Paquin.
And your time starts now.
Anna Paquin.
Oh, thanks so, Hannah.
You win an Oscar when you're 9?
I don't think so, Hannah.
I believe in work, okay? I believe that I am over 40 years old and I haven't had my fucking break yet. Okay, Hannah. I'm not just some wunderkind from New fucking Zealand, okay? I can't take my mediocre talent and be on a 10-season long HBO show. Talking about how I'm a fairy. I'm the real fairy, motherfucker.
15 seconds.
I'm not going to marry my gorgeous co-star and then pose on the front of Entertainment Weekly.
5 seconds.
Draped in blood while naked. I hate my body like people should.
And that's 1 minute. Jeff Hiller.
Jeff Hiller. This group.
High-powered hunks. Oh, my God.
Nick Rucker, Alex Gala, Michael Fogg, Todd Buonapane, and Jeff Hiller. Wow. Can you guys do one more group? I hope so, because this is Dainty Destruction. Give it up for Sophie Santos.
Ayo Edebiri,
Katie Hartman,
and Madame Joanna Houseman.
Okay, wow, wow, wow.
Okay, ladies,
great.
Here we go. Sophie Santos, take the mic. Let's get ready, y'all.
Sophie, I see a notepad in a pocket, but are we going to do pre-selected or troll ball?
We're going to do pre-selected.
Pre-selected, okay.
Thank you. This is Sophie Santos's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The Shape of Water. What is wrong with you people in this bestiality fucking bullshit? I mean, we can't get a lesbian on screen for more than 5 fucking seconds without killing her ass, but then a woman wants to date a fish and we send in the goddamn clowns. I don't think so, honey. Octavia Spencer has the gall to be like, well, how do you have sex if he doesn't have a penis? She's fucking an amphibian. And I just want you to know that you don't have to have a penis to have sex.
Yeah!
Okay! I don't think so, honey! And while we are talking about Octavia Spencer, can we just give her a goddamn leading role for once?
Yes.
I am so
52 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. You know what I just want to say? That if you want to see a human fuck a fish, then go watch Splash.
Yeah! Thank you. 5 seconds. She's done.
She's done.
I don't think so, honey. The shape of, more like the chafe of water. Thank you.
And that's 1 minute, Sophie Santos. It's actually rule of culture number 4. You want to see a human fuck a fish? Watch Splash.
Give it up for Kat Burdick.
Kat Burdick, everyone.
Kat.
Okay, Kat.
What's it going to be?
It's going to be a little pre-select.
A little pre-select.
Why not?
Kat Burdick's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The U.S. Secret Service. Y'all did not do all those sit-ups and avoid all that weed to take a bullet for Instant Pot Shitler. Seriously, intense amounts of pressure from a hot bowl of mush. Look, you took an oath to defend America from all threats, foreign and domestic. And look, he is both. If he had a hand any further up his ass, he'd have to move into a basement apartment under Susan and Gordon. And y'all can stop checking my LinkedIn every time I tweet at the president.
Wow.
15 right? seconds.
Yeah. He loves to go get fucked. He says it all the time. And do I need false hope when I see that somebody with the occupation agent checked my page? No, I don't think so, honey.
5 seconds.
Do you want to be the reason we get years 2 through 8 under Hitler II electric boogaloo? Should you resist the urge to duck? I don't think so, honey.
That's 1 minute.
Kat Burdick.
Amazing.
Okay, here we go. We're about to be graced by Ayo Edebiri.
Ayo.
I see you.
I see you, Ayo.
I see you.
I see you.
I see you.
I see you too.
Hi, I see you.
We see each other.
Oh my God.
Okay, so let me ask you a question now that we've established that much. Are we going to do a pre-selected topic or are we diving into the troll ball, Ayo?
I had a pre-selected.
Oh.
But I gotta do the troll.
Yeah, you gotta do the troll ball.
No.
Ayo Edebiri.
Ayo Edebiri, your troll ball, I don't think so many topic is
guy,
when people refer to themselves as
guys girls. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People refer to themselves as guys girls. No, 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 no. I'm not letting the patriarchy do that to you. I don't think so. Gender is a social construct. A second of all, it doesn't make you cooler. It doesn't make you seem more down to earth. Whatever. Everybody's freaking out on the inside, okay?
30 seconds.
There's big shit to fry. There's nukes going on. Love yourself, okay? You don't have to be a guy's girl. You can be a girl's girl. You can be a guy's guy. It doesn't matter.
15 seconds.
I don't think
I am at a
beer. I don't think so.
I'll take the third.
So.
Yeah, that was good. Guys, please.
You thought we could just host a podcast. No, we can do a shitty kind
harmonize.
Of harmony.
Shitty harmony.
Welcome to this, my Katie Hartman.
Katie Hartman.
Bats, bats, bats.
Bats all the time.
Bats all the time,
Katie.
Okay,
bats all the time.
Is it going to be pre-selected or trollable?
It's absolutely pre-selected because I don't have good enough karma.
Okay, that's fine. This is... Katie Hartman's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, human skin. You're fucking disgusting. You're covered in zits and oil and mold and cum. Some parts of you are too smooth. I'm not a dolphin. I don't need to go frictionless through the ocean. Some parts of you are too hairy. You know what? If I had no skin, I wouldn't have to ever wax my pussy again. Because I wouldn't have any hair. Because it wouldn't have any skin. And if everybody were skinless, then I wouldn't even feel shame about my fucking period. Because everybody would be bleeding all the time from everywhere. And you know what, skin? You can eat my skinless dick skin.
15 seconds.
Skin, you know what people like? They like muscle skin. They like muscles. I don't ever need this.
Skin is over
for everyone at home because podcasts are a visual medium. She revealed a muscle suit. Yes. Get that picture.
Get that
Mindy.
Picture,
oh my
Mindy.
God.
Yes. Pose for the camera. Pose for Mindy.
Get it.
Skin is over. Skin is over.
Now? All right. Listen, we have one more I Don't Think So, Honey, and it comes at you from Joanna Houseman. Superstar,
Joanna.
Okay,
God.
It's been a long night, Joanna. How are we closing this out? A pre-selected topic?
Fucking select.
Pre-fucking select. This is Joanna Houseman's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Restaurants that have live bands and don't warn you about it? What the fuck? I didn't know this Tapas restaurant was going to have a fucking Counting Crows band in it. I don't want no cover fucking bands while I'm trying to split my fucking calamari, motherfucker. Having a live band that you didn't want during dinner is like getting a dollar bill filled with like peanut butter. Like, I don't fucking hate peanut butter. I don't hate peanut butter, and I have my dollar bill, but my dollar bill is rendered fucking useless. I want to talk to my fucking friend Barbara about my fucking life decisions and have her say, yes, girl. But you know what I gotta do every fucking 3.5 minutes? It's Bill and the Counting Blows finish a song, and I gotta clap at them and fucking affirm their fucking life decisions.
10 seconds.
No! You know what you've done, Bill? You've paid paradise and put up a fucking cover band at a Tapas restaurant, motherfucker!
That's 1 minute!
No!
Joanna Houseman!
Give it up for Dainty Destruction, Sophie Santos, Kat Burdick, Io Edebiri, Katie Hartman, and Joanna Houseman.
Wow.
You guys.
Oh my God.
2 years of Las Culturistas. Let's do 150 more.
150 more years. Thank you guys so much for coming out here.
Thank you to every performer. Let's say every goddamn name.
We're saying every goddamn name. Lou Gonzalez.
Chelsea Davidson.
Eudora Peterson.
Joanna Ruffcock.
Megan O'Neill.
Maren Markey.
Matt Wilkins.
Isaac Oliver.
Abby Blahnik.
Dulce Sloan.
Sarah Sherman.
Ruby Carp.
Lisa Traeger.
Allie Brown.
Carolina Teresa.
Nathan Lee Graham.
Michelle DeSwart.
Elliot Glazer.
Genovia Large.
X-Mail.
John Trowbridge.
Asher Perlman.
Jan Sport.
Rose.
Laguna Blue.
Annie Donnelly.
Eric. Eric Shathar,
Jack Raymond,
Derek Smith,
Eric Schwartzow,
David Phillips Horst,
Tammy Spanks,
Amay Lutkin,
Legina Hill,
Lauren Ashley Smith,
Mariah Smith,
Jesse Rock,
Karen Chi,
Faria Khan,
Audrey Stanfield,
Chloe Feynman,
Nick Rooker,
Alice Kakala,
Michael Ford,
Todd Bonaparte,
Jeff Hiller,
Sophie Santos,
Chad Burdick,
Iota Beery,
Katie Hartman,
and Joanna Houseman. Give it up.
Thank you so much to the Bell House. Thank you so much to everyone for coming. Thank you, Forever Dog. Please subscribe and listen to our podcast. We love you so much.
Have a great night.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of six fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with a stunning template, use it as a springboard for your design, add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from the massive media library. It's easy to wow any audience with Canva presentations. Canva presentations are perfect for any deck you want to design for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can nail their presentation with Canva presentations. Perfect, record, and share a talking presentation for people to watch on their own time. You'll appear in a video as a talking head on the slide, and it's the perfect solution if you can't be present in person or if time zones are tricky. Nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations at canva.com, designed for work.